And on a community connection this morning on AM 1400 K1, I got the opportunity to talk with Ryan and Ryan from Bartles Hill K-Life. And we'll get to that one coming up in just a moment or so. But first of all, gentlemen, let's see if I can get Ryan, the president, and Ryan, the treasurer. Ryan Doe, do you think you told me this is a big anniversary for the K-Life in Bartlesville. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. This is the 30th year of ministry for Bartles Hill K-Life. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, 30 years of anything is a huge milestone. That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you've had other physical locations where you've met, but I also know that you've got a great location or two in here in town.
We do right now. Yeah, we're very excited. Our newest property we moved to is just by the high school, mm-hmm. Right across the street there at on Hillcrest.
I can see the building. I can't think of the address, but I think the students all know where it's at.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and it was a property, I think, that was pretty well hidden. And I know we've gone in there and had some work days, and they've done a lot of clearing out. Now you can really see the house, and there's what we call the barn, where we have a lot of activities there as well that just sit back there. And it's a really lovely piece of property.
Yeah. Let's talk just a bit about 30 years of history. Like any organization, you've started with a group of volunteers and kind of grown out of that. And it's because you have spent a lot of time in the lives of students, the young people of Bartlesville here, that has proven what the program can do and grown from there, I guess, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's right. It kind of happened organically through a camp over in Branson, Kanakuk, mm-hmm. and a number of kids from Bartlesville would go there, you know, years ago, 30 plus years ago, and they'd come back to town and they'd say, man, we met these kids at camp. We had such a great time at camp. We want to continue that excitement, that energy, and that spiritual growth. And that's how K-Life was born. And that's how K-Life actually has been started in a number of other communities in Denver, Atlanta, and different places. And they've opened new chapters, K-Life chapters in other towns, and some of those have closed over the years. But we've had just a tremendous support here in this community, a number of families coming together to support this ministry for 30 years. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And I think part of that is certainly the leadership that the staff provides, but also it's a model that apparently works and probably works very well.
Yeah, that's right. We've been fortunate to have these key families just over the years that have been able to come in to raise the money, to support the staff, to be able to allow K-Life to exist for 30 years.
That says a lot right there. Ryan Reynolds, as treasurer, since Ryan brought up raising some money, you've got a campaign going on right now. First of all, there are always ongoing needs. The light bill needs to be paid, the phone, the insurance, all those normal things that whether it's your home or whether it's your place of business, somebody needs to do. Needs to go on, but you've also got a special project that you're working on, right?
That's absolutely right. And so part of our campaign addresses what you were just mentioning, the operating costs, day-to-day costs, and what we've done is we've built in those costs into our campaign. And so another piece of our campaign is to provide another staff member for the Bartles Hill K-Life, and we've actually already done that. So we've increased our staff from 3 to 4 to better serve our community. Another big piece of our campaign is a new building. And so we did recently purchase the property across from the high school. Mm-hmm. I believe it's on 18th, right there across from the high school. But we intend to build a new building in place of the barn and the current structure, mm-hmm. To better serve the youth of the community. The plans for that are out on our website. It's BartlesvilleKLife.com. So you can see the actual renderings of the building that we plan to resurrect there.
Interesting choice of terms. But when it comes to the building, I think it's nice to be able to say, this is our plan, this is it. You're laying it all out in front of people, and then you're kind of stepping back and say, okay, you know, we've been here for 30 years, this is our track record, we need you to invest now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you can see all of the detail out there on our website as to where we are spending the money for our campaign. The campaign has gone great so far, so we've been doing it just over 2 years. Mm-hmm. We're trying to wrap everything up by April and hit our goal, which is $3 million. We're well on our way to that, almost 80% of the way there. And so We just want to thank you to the Bartlesville community for the support that you've given so far and that you'll continue to give us.
April, let me think, Tax Day. That would be an interesting time to finish up the contributions and make sure that the dollars that the community, and I know they've got some foundations and other people that are helping you out, but an interesting day to say, yeah, we've got it all wrapped up, taxes are done.
Absolutely. So there's a couple important parts to that April timeline, and that's one of them. We do have a banquet that we host every year in February. This year it's February 24th, and we'll have more details on that. But the April timeline also coincides with a matching gift that we could potentially get from a foundation, the Mabee Foundation in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important to get that matching gift to kind of push us over the edge to hit our campaign goal, which is in April.
The Mabee Foundation is no stranger to matching gifts, to challenge grants, to you do this and we'll add on to it type of gifting. And that certainly, I think, in their history has worked very well. So best of luck on that one.
Yeah, thanks.
This is something that when you lay a challenge in front of the Bartlesville area as a community, generally speaking, they step forward. They say, this is what we need to do. We're going to get it done. And I have no doubt they'll get this one done for you.
Absolutely.
Let's go. I'll hit this again at the end of the interview. But if people they're just really finding out about this, because I think, you know, people become aware of things sometimes when they need to be aware. How can they give to the campaign?
Yeah, that's a good question. So one way to do that is visit our website. It should be very clear up at the top. There's a banner that says the Fortify campaign. And so if you want to give specifically to the campaign, specifically to a building, to a new staff member, to existing day-to-day operations, you can make that known. You can earmark your gift and you can give online. If you would like to send a check or cash or stock, anything like that, we'll accept any of that. Our address and everything is online. Mm-hmm. Once again, BartlesvilleKLife.com. Stock gifts, we've taken in several of those, and we go through our account at Arvest mm-hmm. Bank for that.
And sometimes a gift of appreciated stock is always good for this type of campaign. There's a benefit to the giver, but there's also a benefit to K-Life, whether you liquidate the stock immediately or whether you decide to hang on to it as an investment for 5 years, depending on what you need it for.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
So that works out very well for K-Life and certainly for the giver as well. With the banquet, and I realize that details are for any banquet are yet, you know, somewhat fluid, but typically I think you guys have got an excellent speaker that you managed to bring in for these.
Yeah, over the years we've had a number of different speakers. This year the focus will be primarily on the 30th anniversary, and so we're reaching out to all the staff we've had over those 30 years, former staff, former board members, and we're going to try to make a big push, I mean, online, because it's almost impossible to keep our database current as people come and go through the community. I mean, we've had a number of students from Oklahoma Wesleyan that have been volunteer leaders in our small group ministries. And so as people have come through town or come back to town, you know, we're just trying to get the word out that we have this 30-year celebration. It's going to be at the end of February. And we want everyone to just come out, see their old small group leaders, see, you know, the founding board. The board will be, well, hopefully, you know, all those members that can will be there. And so just everyone that's been a part, impacted by K-Life over those 30 years can come back for a celebration.
And to look through the picture books, I'm sure, that will be available of this was then and here's now.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah, we're collecting those things. And a lot has happened in 30 years as well. But it's been a great 30 years of ministry, and we hope for many, many more.
Yeah, and of course, I think sometimes, in one sense, online makes things easier to locate people. On the other hand, there's no phone book listing anymore that you can simply, you know, pick up even a Bartlesville phone book and be guaranteed that you're going to have everybody's phone number in it.
So, yeah, that's right.
So in one sense, it makes it easier, but it also complicates things a little bit. So we live in a world of email addresses sometimes rather than phone book listings. When it comes to the overall project, let's just, I guess, talk about the everyday population, the folks that are dropping by, you know, throughout the school year and being part of the programs going on this year?
Yeah, and so actually our programs start as young as third grade, mm-hmm. and so we have twice a month a meeting for elementary school students, third, fourth, and fifth grade. Our Super K, that's twice a month.
Right.
High school students can get plugged in to a weekly activity at our club. So there's one night for high school, one night for middle school. And then the next level would be a small group. And that's, again, for middle school and high school students, broken up by grade and gender, to typically before school to meet with one of these leaders or two or three leaders, either in college or some of our staff members, and even some. We have some adults. I'm mm-hmm. thinking of a mother right now that's a K-Life alum, and she has very young children, but she continues to come back and serve and lead a small group Bible study. And so that's the next level that students can get involved in.
And in previous interviews, I've talked with those returning alums, the adult parent now that says, okay, when I was in school, you know, it was a big deal. It did this or that for me, and I want to repay that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so Ryan and I both actually have been involved in K-Life for a long time. Growing up here in Bartlesville, was able to participate from third grade through my senior year of high school. When I went to the University of Arkansas, we actually started a K-Life in Fayetteville mm-hmm. My sophomore year there. So I think the ministry not only benefits students while they're here in Bartlesville, it really makes an impact on their lives. Just provides a foundation and a stable environment for the staff to better facilitate relationships with Jesus Christ. And so just growth personally and then growth through God's word are just big impacts that K-Life makes on the community and on the people.
If I were to summarize in the about 2 minutes that we've got left, it's the impact that you would say is probably the biggest thing that you would remember from your life on it?
Absolutely. So my specific Bible study leader was an Oklahoma Wesleyan student, and he took a victory lap, a fifth year, and stayed with us until we graduated high school. And so that in itself really made an impact on me, just the care that he had for us as high school students and middle school students. But you can see that permeate through the staff today as well. They really care about the kids, and I think they make a long-term impact by that care.
Sounds like great. Ryan, just again, a summary comment, anything that you would want to echo on that, or maybe something different for you?
Yeah, as I think back over the 30 years, and something like Ryan mentioned, we're both K-Life alums from being students here. You know, my parents were on the board. Now my wife and I have the opportunity to be on the board. And so just to see the generations and the fruit of these 30 years of the people long ago that laid the foundation or planted the seeds, and there's continued to be growth, and God's continued to use this ministry. It's just been very exciting. Even we have staff now, second generation staff, hiring the children of staff to come back to Bartlesville. It's just such a unique place, and there's really not many other chapters, K-Life chapters across the country that have the legacy that Bartlesville K-Life does. It's one of the oldest chapters of K-Life in the country.
I think that says a lot about what started here. Thank you so much, guys. If people would like to hook up again, check out the website,
BartlesvilleKLife.com.
On the suffix, .org. So I'll let us kind of let you guys fill that in. It's been fun. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, and I have no doubt that you will reach your goal. But if people, you know, it's important that they give, and giving now is better than giving later, because you've got it in the pocket and they've got the tax deduction for this year.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much, guys. Ryan Doe and Ryan Reynolds, our guests this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and we've got more on the way.